I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about adult ADD. Attention deficit hyper disorder or attention deficit disorder. What it means if you have it as an adult. How to understand that, yes, this indeed is my cross to bear. How it looks in life on a day-to-day basis, but better yet, what you can do to begin to overcome some of the symptoms of ADD, how to know where certain things are coming from, and how to offset and overcome any damage that might come your way because you suffer from ADD. And, you know, it's funny because oftentimes we feel that, you know, as kids, if you were diagnosed as a child with ADD, we feel that we're going to overcome it immediately as an adult. And then it's not an adult disease, really. You know, I don't have a disease, and that eventually it'll go away. And miraculously, we will have a organized home, an organized office, a clean car, all of our ideas, functionally analyzing everything, knowing that, yes, we are the most organized, on top of things, never running late individual on the planet. It's funny how ADD is one of those things that a lot of us deal with. And there's a lot of symptoms and kind of like, you know, milestones that we deal with when we have ADD. But as an adult, things don't really change. And I think when I was a kid, I remember I got diagnosed with attention deficit hyper disorder, ADHD. And I got diagnosed with ADHD and the doctor was like, we need to put you on Ritalin. And I had just turned 6 years old because they don't want you to be on any sort of ADD medication before the age of five. And at five, it's kind of highly because remember, we're all growing at 5 years old all the way up until whenever. And it can stunt your growth and it can change things. So they don't really want to prescribe it that early. But, you know, there I am. I was on the Ritalin train. And before I was on the Ritalin train, I did my first grade. And this is going to make you laugh because if it doesn't make you laugh, it'll just make you cry because you will have connected with what I'm talking about. So first grade, I had a teacher named Miss Austin. God bless Miss Austin. I do not talk negatively about anybody, but she was a tough cookie. She was a tough cookie. I wondered if she was one of those teachers in Men in Black, you know, in the video where they show the aliens. Anyway, I'm just kidding. No hard feelings, aliens, by the way. I was just making fun. Seriously, she was tough, okay? And I sat, I think it was like on the second or third row. You know, and you remember the desks where the plastic chair was attached to the desk and it came around and it kind of like pivoted, you know, and it had the little desk, the little kind of like Formica desk that looked like wood, you know. And if you got a fellow ADD person, you would have gotten stuff like scrawled and cut into the Formica wood, you know, like the initials or a heart or, you know, some sort of four-letter word. And I remember first grade, and we would read passages out of a book, and you would have to read it out loud, you know, like you would get called on in the class, and you would read it out loud, and you would talk about, like, the meaning of the paragraph or the meaning of the sentence or whatever that looked like. And so I remember being in class, and when other kids would be talking, you know, like, to raise their hand or they got called on, I had a tendency of either talking to the person next to me, talking to the person behind me, you know, touching the back of the person in front of me saying, hey, what's up? Or I would make my own fun. And it's funny how I look back at that with somewhat great nostalgia, but I remember I would constantly be talking or into something. And I remember every single day, by 2 hours into the class, my name was written in chalk on the chalkboard. Ashley. And it usually accompanied a B after it because there was a couple of Ashleys in the room. And I was Ashley Burgess, and I'm Ashley Burgess, but they were Ashley whoever. So Ashley B. With a little period after the B. And it was up there in white chalk. And throughout the day, I would acquire checks next to my name. Checks. And a check would mean that I had done something else. I had interrupted somebody. I had talked out of turn. I had disrupted the class in some way, shape, or form. I had made some funny joke. Whatever that looked like, I had done it. And eventually, usually about once a week, I would have 4 to 5 checks next to my name. And you know what that meant? That meant that it was time to head down to the principal's office and to explain myself with the principal. And it sucked because, you know, you would walk down that long hallway and walk into the principal's office. Well, first off, it was the secretary of the school, and you would talk to her, and she knew me very well. And she'd be like, hi, Ashley. I'd be like, hello. She's like, in trouble again, huh? And it was constant. And I remembered it was, like, kind of painful, too, because, you know, I was always getting sent down to the principal's office and told that I had to read more or whatever it was that I had to do in the consequences of screwing around during class. And I remember eventually, you know, probably after several times of my mother being called and my parents coming in for parent evaluation, it came to a crescendo that they had to do something. And I remember the principal said, you know, you need to go take Ashley to a doctor and you need to see about putting her on medication. You know, we think she's got ADD. And my mom at the time was like, oh my God, what's ADD? Is that a disease? And they're like, it's attention deficit disorder. And it was like all the rage back then, all the rage, you know, everybody has ADD. So I remember we went to the doctor, and the doctor was like, you know, okay, Ashley needs to get on this pill called Ritalin, and Ritalin is going to help her to get her crap together. It'll shut her up, and it'll have her focus. And sure enough, that was the end of the check marks in Mrs. Austin's class. It's funny. I remember prior to taking that pill, we had show and tell, and I brought my dog Snuggles to show and tell, which was so cool. Snuggles was a Pomeranian, a little redhead Pomeranian named Snuggles. It was a girl dog. I love that dog. Oh, my God. And I brought Snuggles in her little cage, her little carrier, and I got to present Snuggles to the class, but then I had to put her back in her little carry case, you know, like, you know, for the airplane type thing or for the car. And I remember she's like, I was having to like feed her like my pencils and stuff because she was so crazy. She's like wanting to bark and go crazy. And finally, my mom or dad came and picked her up. But I remember that like it was yesterday. But I remember all of a sudden everything changed. And I became the kid that everybody kind of looked up to. And the teacher was like, oh my God, what happened to this kid? Like things have changed. And that's what happened. And I remember all of a sudden school got easier, you know. School got a lot easier. My grades went up. But then my parents started seeing things because of the medicine that they didn't like. And besides the fact that they felt like I had become very cookie cutter in nature and attitude and action, there was also some other things like constant blinking of my eyes and things like that because I was on this medication. And so my parents got freaked out and took me off. And so understanding that for about a whole year, I had straight A's, everything was great, and then they took me off, and there I am again trying to figure out how to focus and how to read and how to see things clearly, and it became troublesome. And sure, I got through school and I did really great. And even in high school, you know, I remember middle school was okay and elementary school was fine. There was a couple of teachers like Miss Burleson that was too tough to deal with and made fun of me for not doing very well in math. Shame, shame on her at the time. That's evil to do to a child. You know what I mean? When you make fun of a kid because they don't do something that well, it really is kind of just sad. And God bless her. I'm sure she was having a tough day, but, you know, I'm sure these kids just, you know, kicking her butt left and right. But it's tough when somebody tells you, you know, or makes fun of you from a teacher's perspective because you're trying so hard. And especially when it's hard to focus, you find all kinds of different issues and you start getting kind of down on yourself. But anyway, I picked myself up by the bootstraps and I got through school and I did actually very well. But how do you deal with it as an adult? And so things haven't changed. I didn't get over it. I didn't get the cure or the serum, the anti-ADD, anti-disruptive, anti-organized pill. I'm still dealing with it. So stay tuned, listen to the show, because I'm going to be talking about adult ADD, how you can deal with it, how to overcome it, and small things that you can integrate in your day-to-day life that will work magic. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back this time in two shakes. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. This episode of Liberty Life Perspectives is sponsored by Gamefly. Gamefly lets you rent over 8,000 games and videos and movies with no due dates or late fees. And for a free 30-day trial, including one game rental, visit gameflyoffer.com/Ashley. We're talking about ADD, attention deficit disorder. What it means as an adult to have ADD, how to deal with it, what are some of the symptoms, but better yet, later on, some of the magic things you can do to overcome it and to get to that other level and actually, I know, can you believe it? Actually use your ADD to your advantage. I know. There's really an advantage point, I'm telling you. I mean, sure, you got to look at the silver lining playbook. You got to look at the silver lining of this. I get it. But it's really not that bad. I mean, some of the most biggest, amazing geniuses in the world diagnosed with ADD, basically. You know, I mean, think about it. Like, Benjamin Franklin even had ADD. I mean, some of the biggest thinkers in our world have and had ADD and had to overcome it and had to figure out how to actually deal with it. So how do you deal with your own ADD and how do you know you have it? I think for the most part, many of you listening already know if you have it or not. And we're not having to put our first foot forward, our ADD foot forward. But, you know, we need to know honestly what we're dealing with, what we're up against, and how can we make it work for us on anything in life. Whether it's ADD or anger issues, insecurities, or God complex, or whatever it is, we have to realize that we have it and how to deal with it. You know, some of the first things about ADD that I find interesting is the biggest thing is being disorganized. One of the biggest symptoms of ADD is being disorganized. And that's one of the biggest things because we are disorganized. I know for a fact, okay, I did not get the organizational gene when I was born. I've never had it. I have tried and tried and tried. I mean, when they say sickness and health, that's one of my sicknesses, okay? Seriously. And my husband knew what he was getting into when he visited me before we started hanging out and we were dating before we ever moved in together. He knew what he was dealing with. Okay, that's just the way it is. I've always been a piler, okay? I try my best not to, but that comes with the territory. My father is a piler, okay? I bet his father was a piler. Seriously. My mother, on the other hand, the opposite. Completely and utterly organized. Even her closet with wrapping paper is organized by holiday, subject matter, and color. I threw my wrapping paper in a bag at the top of a closet, and that's the organizational pile that I have. Yes, it's painful. I know. But I know this about me, and I know that I can work really hard, and I know that I can do my best, but it's not ever going to be perfect, okay? Like, excelling in organization, like the container store calling me up and saying, hey, Ashley, you know, out of everybody in the world, you're the best organizer on the planet, and we'd like you to do a full country tour on how to organize your closet. And Martha Stewart's going to be on there with you. And Snoop Dogg is going to smoke a bunch of weed too in the closet and hot box y'all while you're doing this. And it's going to be all over the planet. Yeah, no, they're not going to do that. Okay. Like, they're going to see my closet and they're going to say, that woman needs our help. Okay. So I get that. I know that I'm not going to turn in my disorganization into a way of life. And I also know that I'm trying to work at it. And I know that the less stuff that I accumulate, the better. And so I constantly work on non-accumulation because I've already accumulated all this stuff in my past and I'm still dealing with it. Okay? I am not a hoarder. I'm not a hoarder. And I am clean, but I am disorganized. I've come out with it, okay? Seriously, if you could use the bathtub to organize files, I would. Yes. Because I don't really take baths that often. I mean, you know, and so I would literally have an organization, a file cabinet for at least, you know, quite a bit of time during the week that otherwise would not be used. Do you see what I'm saying? It's more of my mindset is. I can come up with some genius plans and ideas. However, my husband would freak the heck out if I was to turn the bathtub into a file cabinet. But you see what I'm saying? I'm working really hard to stay organized, but it's really, really going up. It's like going uphill both ways and trying to make right what is a genetic predisposition. Okay, so it's funny how my mom has ADD too, though. Like, she can organize, and maybe she has a little OCD as well. Okay, but she can organize. My dad can't. My dad is one of those kind of people like me that he gets on a plane and he reads an article in a magazine. And so he pulls. And so after he reads the article and he's like into the article and he wants to read it again, he just pulls that article out, you know, folds it and brings it home. And that goes into his pile of articles he'd like to read again. Yes, I got it completely, honestly. Okay, that is the way the world works. I'm sure you can find extrapolations to that concept right now in your own toolbox of crazy when it comes to your family. But you see what I'm saying? Like, I got this hook, line, and sinker. And so the first symptom I have is disorganization. I am disorganized. And it's been a tough time my whole life because I have been surrounded by organized people and everybody's been very cool with me and nice and everything else. But in all honesty, it's been very tough because it doesn't come first nature to me. And I have a tendency when it comes to organization, I have a tendency to put off anything that has to do with organizing. So I really like put it off. Like I get so stressed out by it that I can't deal with it, if that makes sense. And so I delay it. And then in my delaying of the process, I have all this stuff building up, and then I delay it and delay it and delay it, and then it becomes a total mess. And then I don't know what to do with it. And then I get stressed out if anybody tries to help me with it because I don't want them throwing away my stuff. And usually I have some really great stuff that's all embedded in this other stuff because I have put everything into these piles, okay? For example, I've gone through piles before where there were refund checks in a pile, cash, you know, anything, very important things that if all thrown away would be pretty sad. And I understand somebody, you know, saying, oh, well, if you haven't looked at that pile in a month, then you don't need it. But that's not true. The IRS doesn't say, oh, you threw it away last month. Oh, it's okay. No worries. You don't need to keep that stuff for 7 years. Right? Yeah, you do. You do. Yeah. And so I have a tendency of keeping stuff, but I don't file it. And so it becomes like this mayhem. And I get into the concept of being disorganized. And then I like to put off the fact that I don't want to organize because I'm stressed out about it and I don't want anybody else touching it. So it becomes like this phenomenal stress point in my life. And if you're experienced any of that, you know what it feels like. A good example is I need to sell some clothes, whether it's on like a clothing app or in a consignment store. And I have a rack of clothes that I need to sell because they're either too small or too big, what have you, and it's time to sell them. Well, I haven't gotten around to it. I've been talking about it for a year. A whole year. And any time that Greg gets close to those that rack of clothes and he gets like, you know, hey, we could really get in this closet if you could do something with this stuff, I get stressed out. I get angry. I get like, this is my stuff and don't touch it. And I get very territorial because, again, I go back to the stress and the anger of trying to organize because it doesn't come second nature to me. It's not something that I'm very good at. And so then I kind of get like, you know, frustrated and anxious, and then I don't want to deal with it. And then it seems too big to deal with, and it's like too much to overcome. And then I kind of like fall into like this ball and this trap. And there I am again, looking at those clothes again a month later going, man, I still haven't done anything. And it becomes overwhelming. And I've realized that in order to deal with things that become overwhelming, we've got to take a piece out of it. And we've got to keep doing it. And we've got to focus on it. And we've got to actually make it a day-to-day thing, at least a little bit. And I'll talk more about that later, because once you're able to begin to do that, you don't have to keep putting off all this stuff, and it becomes easier to digest. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on that contact page and send me a message if you'd like to work with me and me become your coach or your therapist, or you just have a question or a comment about the show. I want to hear from you. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. This episode of Perspectives is sponsored by Gamefly. Gamefly has over 8,000 newly released and classic games available for rent for one low monthly fee. As a Gamefly member, you can rent as many console and handheld games as you want and get them delivered right to your mailbox. They are shipped to you to arrive on the actual game release date, so there's no more standing outside and waiting for that game in a midnight release. You can rent all the classic games, the Xbox One, Xbox 360, PS4, PS3, the Wii, and the list goes on. And don't forget, there's also movies as well. One disc plan is $15.95, two disc plan is $22.95, there's no contracts, there's no due dates, and there's no late fees. So instead of buying 2 to 3 games a year, you can actually get this membership. Visit Gamefly.com/Ashley to sign up for a premium 30-day trial, and that includes one free game rental. Once again, it's GameflyOffer.com/Ashley. We're talking tonight about ADD. ADD, guys, ADD. We're talking about ADD, attention deficit disorder. And I'm an adult with attention deficit disorder. Yeah. I mean, how many times have you gone on Facebook just to check out something and it's an hour later and you go, crap. Think about it. How many of you have found yourselves in the depths of your closet going, man, when they gave out that genetic gene for organizing, I must have been out at the all-night party up here in creation world, okay? Because apparently I didn't get that genetic predisposition. They forgot that in the DNA double helix. They left it out. They left that out, and they left out ability to deal with allergies on this planet. Seriously, though. And when you're dealing with that and you're dealing with ADD as an adult, yes, you can be disorganized. You can find yourself running late, right? How many of you are running late to events and meetings and you go, well, you know, you're doing your best. I mean, like, you do your best, and you still show up late, right? And then, you know, you got to put in extra. You got to show up. You got to stay later. You know, if it's an event, you got to stay past the end, you know, make good on everything. And you find yourself a little scattered when it comes to dealing with stuff that you need to deal with because you have all this in your mind, right? All of this in your mind. What am I going to do next? What do I need to do next? What's important? What's not important? What's most important now? And you got to really formulate a plan because otherwise you will be all over the place. And I understand some of y'all are saying, well, you know what, Ashley, I'll be honest. I got myself on a medication and I'm okay right now. But you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. That medication has side effects, honey. That medication has side effects, okay? Sure, you're focusing on what you're focusing on, but what about all the other stuff, right? I have some friends that are on ADD medication as an adult, and it's funny because you'll call them and they'll be heading over to your office. And an hour will go by, and they should have been here an hour ago, and they're still not here. And you call them, you're like, oh, yeah, I got all into this project I'm working on. Well, you know what? You are on ADD medication. The flip side is that when you see your friends, and genetically you've seen their parents, and there's no way, not only their parents, but just the genetic predisposition, that they can be that skinny. Okay, that is a sign that your adult friend is taking ADD medication, and quite a bit of it for that matter. And one of the big telltale signs that you have a friend that's medicated on ADD medication is that they're even later than you are. They're even later than you are, and they get all engrossed in whatever they're working on, and they totally forget. But for all you out there that either want to get off medication or aren't on medication, you feel my pain. You feel my pain because you understand where it comes from, right? Because this is a big deal. I mean, we don't want to be scattered. We don't want to be disorganized. We want to live a normal life. But we got to figure out how to maintain that and how to, better yet, create it. You know, one of the symptoms of ADD, and when I was on medication for it, I ended up getting back on medication. I guess it was before I got my second degree in college. It was just hard. And it was hard to focus and it was hard to read. And so I got on it and, man, all of a sudden, you know, I ended up graduating that degree on the dean's list with a 4.0. Yeah, I know. I mean, I could have done it without the medicine, but it was a lot easier with it. And then I took myself off of it. But during the time that I was on the medication, I was completely impulsive as well. Like, I would have a tendency of buying stuff and then feeling regretful for it because I really couldn't afford it. Or it wasn't something I really needed. And how many of you have recently gone out to the mall or wherever and bought something you did not need? And it was like this, like, evil genius got into your brain and was like, you need this. You need this right now. This is what you need. And in my case, it was like some sort of pair of designer shoes. And I finally hit rock bottom when it came to my impulsivity on spending. I call it retail therapy. Okay. I hit rock bottom on retail therapy when I found a pair of boots at Neiman Marcus. And they were the most amazing boots I've ever seen. However, they were the most, I don't know, like, I'm never going to wear these. Like, really, honestly, I'm never going to wear over-the-knee leather boots. I mean, it's just not really my style. But I had to have them. And I remember putting them on. And the sales guy was like, you look so amazing in them. Oh, my God. Where have those boots been all your life? I actually really think about it. I mean, these are the boots that'll put you on the map. And I remember I bought these boots and I came home with them and I didn't wear them for 3 weeks. And I'm like, what am I doing? I need to take them back. And I remember taking them back with my head down going, these are the boots that were going to put me on the map. But it's like I had to buy them for no actual reason. And then when I bought them, I felt bad about it. It's part of the spending and impulsivity it is that comes with being ADD. It's part of it. I mean, when I was younger, I'd make some of the stupidest decisions when it came to who I was hanging out with and what I was going to do. Oh, yeah, I need to be home in like 5 minutes, but yeah, let's go drive an hour away to this party and then I'll deal with it later. I mean, seriously, I did that. Like, I remember like, oh, yeah, let's do it. That sounds great. It was the craziest, stupidest thing you could possibly do. But at the time, it sounded so logical and just easy breezy. And it was absolutely not that at all. And then I got in trouble. I got grounded by my parents because I did the bonehead thing. And then in order to try to make up for it on the way home, I just sped at 100 miles an hour thinking, you know what, whatever I put on, I'll just take off. And I'll get there in time. I'll get there 20 minutes late and I'll come up with something. No, it didn't work that way. When you get pulled over by 3 police officers and you're under the age of 17, yeah, they don't let you just go like quick. You know, they want to hold on to you. So there's no way possible of making your curfew. Absolutely no way possible. And I look back at those times with great nostalgia as well. However, I made bad choices because I didn't think through them. And one of the things about ADD is that we don't think through our choices wise enough. And there's a tendency of not putting enough emphasis on certain things and having problems later. And one of those things is retail therapy. So if you see yourself in a lot of credit card debt, and you have a lot of stuff, or you don't know what to show for that credit card debt, you might be suffering from adult ADD. And adult ADD can also show up in a way that it can actually kind of seem like depression, because when you have ADD, it can kind of mimic that, because you don't get a lot done. You're not able to concentrate. Because you're not able to concentrate, you feel kind of, you know, behind the eight ball. Because you feel behind the eight ball, you feel as though you can't get anything done. Because you feel like you can't get anything done, you feel sad about yourself. Because you feel sad about yourself, you begin to have a low self-esteem. Low self-esteem leads to what? Feeling sad, angry, depressed. And there you go. And all of a sudden, you look like you have full-on depression. And that's a side effect of ADD, because you feel as though the world is passing you by, you feel as though you can't get a good grip on things, and you feel as though you're losing out on the whole situation. When I return, I'll be talking about what you can do to get past the disorganizing, the being disorganized, to be, get past being overwhelmed, to get past the scattered, you know, brain waves, and to overcome the spinning and the impulsivity, and the things you can do that's magic that can create an amazing life where you can deal with your ADD, but also put your ADD to work for you, because there's certain things that it can do that's amazing, and you need to be aware of this to better your own life. Stay tuned. Check out the website, AshleyBurtis.com. Listen to Perspectives, Live Your True Life Perspectives, on stations across the country, as well as iHeart, Spreaker, Stitcher, and Google Play. Live Your True Life Perspectives. There's me, Ashley Burtis. Be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community? A CEO and executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility. And with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more on your federal or state income taxes, I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS, with their Fresh Start initiative, is offering more flexible terms to Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. They can help you lift your wage garnishments, stop bank levies, and put your tax problem behind you once and for all. If you owe tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to the IRS or state, our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, we can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your debt for far less than what you owe. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I've been talking about attention deficit disorder, ADD. ADD in the adult mind, and how, well, you know, it can be troubling, it can be difficult, it can be overwhelming, but there's a silver lining to it. You can absolutely create magic in your life right now, even with ADD and not taking any sort of pharmaceuticals, okay? You can do it. I'm doing it. I'm living proof that anybody can do it. And so how do you create magic in your own life with ADD? The first thing is to realize that you want to create your own life at your own pace, no matter what. It's your pace or the highway. And so remember, when you're creating your own pace, you're creating it on your own time and your own everything. It's all up to you. That timing is really important. What time you wake up in the morning? Do you drink espresso in the morning? What do you do? What's your daily routine? What time do you get into the office? When do you really get the most work done? Is it in the morning? Is it in the afternoon? Is it in the evening? And do you really focus on that? Do you really captivate on that and see the power of your choice and how that helps you? Do you? Because if you don't, you're trying to live up to someone else's standards. By trying to live up to somebody else's standards, it's not working for you because you're not getting the most that you can get out of your life. Instead, you're trying to fit in with someone else's lifestyle. For example, you can watch TV or look at Success Magazine and somebody says, you know, hey, I get up every morning at 4 a.m. I go and work out at 5 a.m. I get to the office at 6:30. I work hardcore from 6:30 to 3 o'clock. I mean, like, you know, think about that. You try getting up at 4 a.m. and you don't feel good. You feel kind of sick to your stomach. You try to work out. You fall on the treadmill. You know, you get to work at 6:30. You're putting the lights on at the office and you're falling asleep at your desk. That's probably not going to work for you. Okay. And you can try to make that work and you need to try to cram that down your throat. But really, you've got to figure out your own pace. And some of us don't have the luxury of creating our own timeline at work. So if that's the case, figuring out when you work the best and how you work the best is part of your own pace. Do you work better standing up? Do you work better sitting down? Do you work better sitting on a balance ball at work? Do you work better taking small little breaks by walking around the office building? And then you really get like this awesome conundrum of ideas. It sparks all this great stuff. And you're like, wow, okay, cool. This is amazing. Do you get your greatest ideas in the morning in the shower? Or do you get your greatest ideas at night? Are you captivating that? Are you capitalizing on that and making the most out of it? Because if you're not, you're losing out on what makes you unique, right? If not, you're losing out on what makes you unique. Because not everybody has the same aha ideas at the same time. Not everybody works under pressure the same amount in the same way. I particularly work under pressure very well. However, some people do not. They fall very, very short of that. They have a lot of problems with it, and they normally do not show up to the plate with anything. And that's something that I know that under pressure is good for me. I can get things done in a timely manner, and I can get it done quickly and efficiently and to the best of my ability. You know, the second thing besides creating your own pace is creating your own arsenal. Your own arsenal of things that help you on your side. I take some vitamins and minerals that help me. I take ginkgo biloba combined with cat's claw. I actually take ginkgo because it helps me really focus in on my work, and it helps me focus on a day-to-day basis, gets rid of that brain fog. The cat's claw, on their hand, really helps me to focus as well, but it's also been shown to help offset dementia and Alzheimer's disease because it helps clear out the plaques in your brain. Another thing that I do is I keep a notebook with me at all time, and that notebook really, I write down thoughts and feelings I'm having, I write down directions I want to do things, or an idea, or spark an idea, or something, and I write that down because I know that if I keep it all in my mind, I'm going to forget, or it's going to go backlogged in to another space. You know, the next thing that I do is I keep a day planner, an actual physical paper day planner, and I write everything in that day planner, and I keep myself very organized and focused on where I need to be, and I don't over set myself because I have to realize I have this meeting, I have that meeting, I have this meeting, and I have to actually show up to the plate and get this done. And last but not least, I realize that I have to do things my way. When I do things my way, it's the awesomest way in the world because I actually can focus and can organize my thoughts and can really get things drummed up and going because I'm doing it to the best of my ability, to the things that I resonate with, to the timeline that I resonate with, the people that I resonate with, and I'm really, really focusing my energy in getting a ton done. You know, the next thing is to really focus on what you do best, okay? And to focus on what you do best and to maximize that. What do you do best that you can turn into a career or you can really master that in? Because, you know, no matter if you're working a job or you're working something that you really like to do, is that what you're best at? Is that what you're good at? Can you take that to the next level? Can you incorporate the things that you're best at into what you're currently doing? Can you create another offshoot from that as well? What can you do with it? It's really important when you think about that because the next step is to maximize your strengths. And so when you're focusing on what you do best, you're completely maximizing your strengths to every single ability. You're doing the most you can for yourself. You're activating that all awesome power within you, and you're using that to your best potential, which is what we need to do because it makes us not only feel better, but it also makes us successful, but also we end up doing the right thing by ourselves. Also, to maximize our strengths and to minimize our failures. The last thing you want to do is to walk into every situation thinking about your failures. Like, the last thing I want to do is try to be a professional organizer. It's not going to happen, okay? Even though I might practice and practice and practice and practice, it doesn't come second nature to me. And so if I'm going to completely focus on something that I'm not that great at, it's going to kind of make me sad and maybe a little negative and maybe not so happy about the future, maybe seeing things a little more bleak than I should. So remember that when we maximize our strengths and we minimize our failures, we put our best foot forward and we recognize in life, okay, this doesn't come second nature to me. This is very difficult. What does this mean to me? Does this mean that this is something that, yes, I could work toward, but necessarily is it something I want to be doing? Probably not. Okay. Oh, wow. This comes second nature to me and I can wrap my brain around it. And this seems so good. And it seems like second skin and I can do this and I can do that. And this is awesome. Okay. Yeah. So how do you maximize that? Okay. Because ADD, if you think about it, is a plus. It's not a minus. I mean, think about the example of the artist, the painter who paints and paints amazing paintings. You're amazed by some of this work. And there's a portion of those paintings that are very happy and very sad. And there's, you know, the turmoil of being human and all that stuff because the painter also has depression, right? Now, depression doesn't make her life great or bad, but it adds to her artwork. Okay. So just because you're dealing with something that you're not like, you don't really desire and love so much, you can actually wrap your brain around that and use that to your advantage. Just like with depression, just like ADD. Okay. ADD. is something that can actually help you because it can make you fast and thoughtful, and you can think about things a lot faster than most people. You can see 5, 10, 15 steps ahead, and you can really recognize what you need to be doing in your life. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, and live your true life perspectives. Your host, me, Ashley Burgess, be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.